McDermott Jewel is here, so if you have a consumer problem, now is the time. And this is Loretta. Hello, Loretta.
How are you, Scott? How are you?
We're well. Dermot Jewel is here as
I'm
well.
Loretta.
Hiya, Loretta.
Now, Loretta's friend bought a top. Is that a top that a girl might wear, Loretta? Is that it?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a spinning top.
No. Beautiful top. Like, she's in this shop in the Ilex, she buys everything in it. And I'm always admiring her. And I meet her every 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay.
She lives out in Fairhouse. Is that how you pronounce
right.
it?
Yeah, Fairhouse.
I am.
And anyway, she bought the lovely top, but it was the wrong size.
Yeah, well, she bought it. The reason is, I was with her.
Hmm.
And she was paying, it's a small shop now, it's not a big store. And I was with her, and she was paying for her slacks on the top. And within a split second, the rail beside, I said, oh, I picked out this top. The same as the one she was getting. I said, oh, this colour is far nicer.
Ah.
So with that, in a split second,
she changed.
The girl took out the one she was getting and put it in.
Right.
So my friend, taught me more of it. Didn't even look at her till she was going away for her anniversary the first week of November down to Westport.
Yeah, but actually it was your fault, Loretta, because...
That's what I'm saying. I'm blaming myself.
And you feel really bad. Anyway, she goes back to the shop, says, look, it's the wrong size.
Well, she went to Westport for her anniversary. And when she looked at the top on the bed, ready to go out that night with her husband, she looked, she knew. It was size 18 and she's only size 12.
Right. Oh, it was a bit big on her then.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. Anyway...
So it did, Loretta, it did, yeah. Well, it's worse if it's the other way, if she was an 18 and she bought a 12. So this thing did fit her, but it didn't fit her well.
She didn't even try it on.
Cool, right. Didn't even try it on.
So I said, don't worry about it. She rang me, I said, bring it back.
Yeah, go bring it back.
She buys loads in this shop. Yeah.
And did you go back?
She went back, not with me, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and they said?
And they said no.
They said no.
Their summer stock was finished.
Summer stock finished, and very sorry, can't help you.
Yeah. So, the girl that rang me now, I was trying to get through till last Monday. Couldn't get through, but anyway...
Oh, well, the lines are very busy here in the Monday.
I know that, Yeah. Anyway, to cut the long story short, I met her Saturday, and I said, bring the top with you, we'll go in, I'll go in with you. So...
And this is her second time to go in?
Yeah. Now, the girl was lovely. She's only young one, she was very nice. She had to go, the boss said.
So she goes back in with the lovely Loretta.
I was telling her I felt guilty.
Yes. I would too, actually. But yeah.
But I told him. I said, well, listen, I said, we were nice to the girl. She was nice to us. And I said, well, listen, I'm going on the Scott Williams show Monday.
Mm.
And with that, she asked my friend her name and address. Now, the tags and everything is on the top.
Yeah.
So she took all the details of the top. She said, I'll see what... over the weekend, right. What happens.
So this is the size 18, but we need a 12 for your friend. Yeah.
But, the point is, there is an office up. I seen it there, Saturday. You have to return your stuff in 14 days. But, as I said, when she bought it, she just put it in her case for going away for November.
As you do, yeah.
As you do. Now, $33.95 for a top.
Yeah.
I'd be looking at Crow for that.
And where are we now with it, Loretta?
Well, nowhere really. She still has it. I told him I was going on the show.
So she's looking into it, is she?
She said she took her details down.
Yeah. Dermot, what can we do for Loretta's friend here? The shop's looking into it, like a big black hole. You look into it.
Absolutely.
Do they have to change it, Dermot?
No, they don't. Not at all. Unfortunately, Loretta, you're going to continue to feel a bit guilty because they don't have to change it.
Don't have to change it.
No, and that's what I'm kind of thinking. I know she's not looking our money back. I thought you might have said, pick something else.
Yeah, but they don't have to.
They don't have to. But you did make an interesting point, you see, in that it's a relatively small shop. Is that right?
It is. Mm.
Yeah. You see, the difficulty there is most of the big shops would quite quickly probably just take that back. No problem. Let's move on. Happy to have you back. The smaller ones, they have a difficulty with stock in that it's tricky for them to return it or they might not be able to.
Yeah.
But all that aside, I'm just a little bit disappointed that they didn't acknowledge the difficulty and the simplicity, if you like, of how the mistake was made and offer perhaps, but they don't have to, just to say it again, but perhaps offer a credit note with the view of keeping the customer.
It being a small shop and the girl had her top in the bag and a pair of slacks.
Yes.
And then my fault, I said, get this one.
Instead,
how that she didn't check like a small store will hold on to you at your size.
I know, but nothing. You see. But that's it, you see, Loretta.
I know.
So really, you know, in law, they didn't have to. But the only reason they had to take something back or change it, if it's defective and it's not, it's the wrong size. Mistake was made. So we're hoping that they'll see it that way, because they'll get two loyal customers out of you two girls then. When
this
they
is
loyal.
And a few more.
A few, because my friend and her friends, I never heard of this shop till three years ago.
Well, there you are now.
And every time I meet my friends every 2 weeks in town, I'm always admiring their tops. Oh, we bought that in such a place, bought that in such a place, and that's such a place at the shop. I don't know whether I'm allowed to mention it or not.
Not at the moment.
I'd like to earn it.
We give them a mention when they look after you.
But like, as I said, that girl, when I said I was going to be on, they won't be listening, and she was lovely, very nice, and we were very nice. It was just where I felt guilty, like my friend, God love her. When I just said, oh, this is a nicer colour, we just passed over in the space of a second.
Well, that's what happened, you see. You're like sisters, the two of you, I know. She'll forgive you, though, because it's nearly Christmas, Laura.
She's not blaming me. It's just that I feel
it. Bad.
You never know. You might have a special top this Christmas.
You never know.
Well, listen, they have our name and address. The tags are on the top. The name of the shop is on the label at the back, if you know what I mean. So the girl is going to get back to my friend. So if something comes for her, I'll ring and let you know.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, Loretta. That's great.
Listen,
good luck with
brilliant.
It.
Love the show, and happy Christmas to you all.
And happy Christmas to you as well, Loretta. Okay. That's all. You will get sorted out. So look, we have to assume people are generous.
That's exactly it.
And she'll be looked after. So if you're listening in the shop, would you for God's sake sort out Loretta and her friend, and they'll come on here and sing your praises in the whole world and know how brilliant you are. Hello, Mary.
Hiya.
This is Mary and Sally Noggin. Mary was on with a few weeks ago in relation to Cost Plus sofas and her sofa. The material was falling off and so was the arm. Do you remember that case, Dermot?
I do.
And Dermot said, now, Mary, he said, you go back to that shop one more time and give them a last chance, yeah?
Yeah.
And you went in, and what did they tell you, Mary?
He told me I'll see it in court. Go back on your little show and I'll see it in court. Lovely. So went back on the show and then I sent off the small claim, sent off the email, paid the fee and everything. Got an email back to say that it was confirmed and accepted. And about 2 weeks later, the shop emailed me. They must have received theirs then and thought, right, don't want the hassle of it. You know, going to court and everything. They emailed me and said, come to the shop and physically look at this sofa. And if you don't like it, then we give you your money back. But I had to physically go to the shop. So I went up and he was nice as pie and... Yeah, I said to him, listen, we've already looked at the sofa. I don't like it.
You don't like it, yeah.
He tried telling us, you have to see it in... It was in black and white in the store. You have to see it in the red and white. I said, it doesn't matter. I don't like the style of the sofa. Now, we were nice and all, but...
Yeah, good for you, Mary.
Then, no, we don't like it. There's no point in us hanging on. We'll just get our cheque back.
Yes.
And that, with that, he says, all right, grand. And on the way out the store then, he chit-chatting and he just seemed to turn... Well, how come you didn't go with the sofa? And you said you were going to go with this and kind of got a bit nasty. And I just said, listen, I don't know what I'm entitled to. I was going on the advice of the show here.
Yes.
You advised me, do this. I said, I'm going on people who's on my side.
Very good.
The consumer side. And he's fair enough, Grant. Had a bit of a snot on him, but... I got my money back, so...
Yeah. You got your money.
Well, that, I did.
Geez. Yeah, well, that's the main thing, Mary. And you see, just for you and for everybody else, three of us, sometimes you have to go to the small claims court.
Yes.
Because that it galvanises action out of the retailer, because they don't want to be up in the small claims court.
And it costs €18, so, I mean, it's worth it.
Well,
it's
great value.
The amount of money.
Anyway, Mary, you got sorted. That's all I was worried about.
Yeah, brilliant.
Mary, we're delighted.
Take care.
Thanks a million.
Take care.
You're very welcome. Bye. Bye-bye. Mary there and Sally Noggin. All's well that ends well. Geraldine, hi.
How you doing?
How you doing, Geraldine?
I'm very well, thank you.
What is the nature of your problem?
I just decided to contact your show just to get your opinion on a service provided by Busairn from Sligo to Dublin. Now, in particular, to the Spa Hotel bus stop.
Right.
If you check their website, the stop states Spa Hotel. Now, my sister travelled on that route early October and she was told on three different occasions that the bus would stop outside the hotel.
Right.
She was told by Busairn here in Dublin.
Right, yeah.
And by two of the drivers. So when she got off at the bus stop at the Spa Hotel, she found herself almost opposite the hotel, but on the far side of a busy dual carriageway.
Oh, completely the wrong side of the road.
Correct. No access to the hotel.
And you can't walk across the carriageway either.
No.
That's illegal.
And if you could, it was quite busy. And the other thing...
Or you get killed, yeah.
There was a high cement wall there as well, so right. Not a hope of...
So how did she get across to the spa then?
She had to ring a friend to ring a cab to pick her up.
Cost?
€12.
Dermot.
Okay, there's a difficulty here. Just to clarify something, when they said that it stopped at the spa hotel, did they? And I'm not being pedantic here, Geraldine. Did they specify that it was in the hotel or near the hotel or at the hotel?
They specified outside the hotel.
Outside the hotel.
Two occasions, and the third bus driver said he wouldn't be driving into the hotel, but he would drop her outside.
Hmm. Yes, you see. Outside means that it comes across that they did not intend to mislead your friend Geraldine. And
what are you saying, Dermot?
If they said across, you'd have understood it probably better.
Yeah.
Are you saying she was accidentally misled then?
Yes.
Right.
I'm assuming so. I'm giving a bit of goodwill here to the sods.
Is that a different thing?
It is.
Yeah. So what about the €12?
€12. I really wouldn't hold out much hope of getting that, to be honest.
Well, she has already written to Bus Éireann, mm-hmm. and they have refused reimbursement, and they examined the matter and they advised her that the service operated correctly, and that the designated drop-off point was opposite the spa.
Yeah, difficulty.
Just update that on the website, though.
But you see, difficult with things like this is, Geraldine, there is a cut-off point beyond which you're actually pursuing something with principle or something, and you've got no chance of. They're not going to reimburse. So Dermot, I mean, even though it may not be what Geraldine wants to hear, have they done anything wrong in consumer law?
They haven't done anything wrong in consumer law.
Right.
All that needs to happen now is, as exactly as you've just said, and exactly as Geraldine has said, they need to change their website to be more specific.
Yeah.
Because if this was, in all honesty, if this was an elderly person or somebody, a very, very young person, they would have a big, big, big problem.
Somebody that's not familiar with the area. You know,
or a visitor.
UK, maybe.
Yeah, but well done. It's important that you followed it up. Very, very important. And we do sincerely hope now that they do something about that, as I say, just by way of specifying so that nobody else falls into that.
Correct,
So you should,
it's like false advertising, really. I mean, spa hotel is two words that mean spa.
Yeah, it's not
hotel,
though, really. No, but even though we're on your side, Geraldine.
Mm.
Yes, we are.
We're always on the consumer side, but we can't let that go. It's not. No, it's not false advertising.
It's not.
No. But I'd like to think that they would come back to you as a courtesy and say, "Dear Geraldine, thank you very much for your point. We have amended our website."
Yes.
Because that'll help everybody.
Just for other people
Absolutely.
Who might be travelling alone,
And could I add to Scott's wish that thank you and we've amended our website and here's your €12.
Well, that'll be nice.
That'll
be nice. Yes. But anyway,
wouldn't hold out much hope now, mind you.
Well, it is Christmas season, Geraldine. You never know.
Put your hand
there. Thanks a million.
You're very welcome, Geraldine.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I don't think there's much chance of that €12 Dermot, is there?
Not really.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Very short one. I booked flights at Ryanair a couple of months ago, but recently my mother died. I can't go now and they won't give me a refund. What can I do? In a word, nothing.
Nothing. It's the terms under which you purchase those tickets that they're non-refundable. You can do...
Get the charges.
Is get the charges back. But bear in mind that there's a €25 administration charge.
And
for
there's €25 implement. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Very sorry to tell you, but that's unfortunately the way it is. Susan is in Bohor, Nebraska. Hello, Susan.
Hello, Scott.
Susan bought a microwave last year, broke down, so she rang them up and said they had to send it out to this place in Finglas. Was this to get fixed,
right,
Susan, yeah? Her son happened to be out visiting, so he said he'd drop it over. However, when he did, they said it had to come over through the post, Dermot. It couldn't be dropped in by Susan's son. Yes. Is this for real now, Susan?
I swear to God, it's unbelievable. Yeah. I just would like the public to know, you know, if you bought it, say, a 42-inch television or anything like that.
Yeah, you have to send it through the post.
You have to queue up in the post office and send that back to them. They will not. The woman was standing at the door talking to my son. And
yeah.
He said, I can't take it off you. It's the postman has to bring it.
Right. So the postman has to deliver this. So let's say it's not a microwave, but a 42-inch plasma telly, Dermot.
Yes.
How would you post that? The post office, you go into the post, they'd laugh.
Great difficulty. This is it.
You're having a laugh. Yeah.
Where do I stick the stamp?
Where do I stick my microwave? I can't find a box even big enough.
Don't tempt us, Susan. Don't tempt us. Who are we dealing with here? Where'd you buy it?
In Lidl's.
In which branch?
Lidl's in Talla Village.
Lidl in Talla Village. And how long had you been using it before it broke down?
And in the book it has a 3-year warranty.
So you were using it for a year. And the book talks, Dermot, about a 3-year warranty. Now, what would be reasonable expectation of useful life of an appliance like a microwave? Longer than a year?
2 to 3 years.
2 to 3 years, okay.
Most certainly.
So Susan was right to bring this thing back.
She wasn't.
Well, she had to post it back. So anyway, so finish the story then, Susan.
I haven't sent it back yet. It's still in me hallway.
Right, so your son is standing there at the door. I want to drop this in for me, Ma, he says. She says, very sorry, the postman only could deliver it. So, I mean, would it be cheaper for you just to get a postman's uniform out of a fancy dress shop? And
would. And say, hello there, I want to deliver this.
Yeah, who are you? I'm Postman Pat.
Yes.
I've never heard that. I'm so stupid.
Well, neither have we, Susan. We're laughing and joking here because we're stunned. I've never...
Yeah, absolutely.
Dermot, what are we going to do with this?
They sent me the sticker, the postage thing in the post. They did send it.
What? They sent you money to post it?
No, it's a sticker. When you find the box big enough to put your article in, you stick this sticker on it.
Ah, there's some number on it,
isn't there? Then you go queue in the post office.
Yeah.
Let them take it on from there.
Right.
So there's no cost involved, apart from you going to the post office and packing this thing.
That's right, yeah.
So you don't have to pay for the stamp?
No, but you can imagine being stuck on a queue, which the post office is always a large queue in it.
Right. Dermot says that he'll actually take this one on board from the Consumer Association of Ireland's office. They will ring on your behalf.
Okay.
So we'll be in touch with you after the show or first thing in the morning.
Lovely.
Okay. And the number you need?
01-497-8600.
And you just ring that number in the morning and explain you were on the Scott Williams show last night and they know in the office what this is all about.
Absolutely.
Dermot himself is going to look into that for you, Susan.
Brilliant. Thanks.
Good stuff, Susan. We'll do it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.